you. Good evening. It's good to see you all this evening. I am not trying to beat on the same horse, but we are going to be in Colossians chapter 2 this evening for our time of devotion. It is a point that I needed to make in one of the previous sermons, and I was not able to make because of time and intentionally did not include it in the sermon, but I would like to make this evening in the next few minutes. I remember those times when I used to travel a lot, and I can tell you I traveled a lot. And one of the places where I shopped when I traveled was Thailand. Thailand is a capital of counterfeits. I mean, whatever you see, if Apple comes with a cell phone, you will find it in the street of Thailand. That it would be a counterfeit. It looks exactly the same. I mean, functions pretty much the same. You name it. And one of the things that I have a friend of mine who is a shrewd businessman. In fact, he traveled one of those times for me when I was director of Bibles International. And he was helping with strategic planning in the various parts. And he discovered Thailand. And I remember we in fact, I have a few suits that were made in Thailand, tailor-made. I still have them. Don't ask me to point out which one they are when I come. But he had me buy Rolex watches for him. You go and you pay just a few dollars for those, and they look just like the real thing. At least I think they do, because I don't think I've ever seen the real things. So that's not my alley. But still, after some times, the counterfeit will show that it is counterfeit. Things will fall off, and time will not. It will look the real thing, but it will not function like the real thing. They would not last. In chapter 2, verse 8, that verse of Colossians, that verse that says to be aware, it says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." You remember that we explained the basic principles of the world mean devilish influence. We gave many reasons for that. We showed modern translations that translated that way. The NIV, it says, "and the elemental spiritual forces of this world." ESV, "according to the elemental spirits of the world." And Holman Christian Standard Bible, "the elemental forces of the world." And the NET Bible, "the elemental spirits of the world." And we explain why they did that. That word for element, it's a generic word, and it is really what you associate it with that will define what it means. And both Semitic context and history and other references in Scripture made these translations conclude that it's talking about the devil. But really, when you look at Scripture, whenever you see a falsification of things, a counterfeit of the real thing, the devil is there. It comes from the devil. He is the master of counterfeit. That is main tactic. I mean, the first time the devil was introduced to us in the Bible, he is introduced as that as is threat. We read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every fruit?'" You see how he's introduced? In the previous verse, which is the last verse of chapter 2, it says that men and women were naked. They were unassuming. Everything is just fine. They were not paying attention. And that's where the devil strikes with deceit. That's why in that verse when he says, beware, people like us going about our religion, okay, and something that looks like the real watch, we can easily grasp it, and that's where the devil gets us. Adam and Eve were in that situation, and it says that it calls him the serpent. What happened is that Moses is using terminology of his day. That is a name that was already equated to the devil. And when he said the serpent, not a serpent, the serpent, everybody knew whom he was talking about. And he chose that appellation, that naming, to emphasize the character or lack thereof, the traits of who he is. And the Bible used the word cunning, which is used as prudent in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 4, in other places. So you find that the people who deceive, they do have a basic good quality from God, which they use for evil. The thieves, for example, those people, they have a kind of awareness and analysis and wisdom, but they use that for evil. If you ever watch anything about drug lords, they tell you those people have great business acumen, but they use it for evil. So what is the good thing is counterfeited into a very bad thing. That's why the Bible calls him all over the place, that he is the master of that. He is going to use empty deceit that makes it look like philosophy. He's going to look like a lamb when inside is a wolf. He's going to look like a prince of light when he is inside the devil. That is his way of counterfeiting. The enemy of God appearing as one of God's animals that God had made and brought to Adam to name them. That's the way he appeared. Just a counterfeit. Abel and Cain showed that it was again the devil counterfeiting himself. Counterfeiting has been his strategy since the beginning, and it will remain till the end. The book of Revelation will show that to us. But when we look at what we have here with Abel, Abel brought what was expected and what will remain the theme throughout Scripture. Animal sacrifice, a lamb. When the parents had sinned, the Lord made a tunic of skin and covered them. And though Scripture does not specify, most conservative scholars believe that this activity was an animal sacrifice and instruction had accompanied that action. That's why when you read the story of Abel, there is a sense that it was expected that both Cain and Abel should have known that animal sacrifice was what was to be offered. So when God skinned that animal and made that sacrifice and clothed the first parents, some instructions was there, though not recorded. Cain, by contrast, disregarded what his parents must have practiced and that Abel must have followed. Cain counterfeited the traditional true religion. He offered fruits instead. And we said this, we read this in Genesis chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry that his religion was rejected. And his countenance fell. This counterfeit of true religion continued throughout the history of Israel. When Jewish kings won battles against their enemies, guess what they did? They often carried to Israel the religious practices of the very people they had just defeated. You would think that someone would think, I mean, if those gods were not able to save them, why would I think they would do anything for me? And if my God were able to save me, why wouldn't I just stick with my true religion? And John traces Cain's actions clearly back to the devil. Just as Eve was deceived, Cain also followed the wicked. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, we read this. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one. You see this? How did this man go to try to counterfeit true religion? Just what's happening in Colossae. The wicked one is influencing somewhere from behind. And then he murdered his brother. And the book of Revelation shows again the ultimate counterfeit. The devil is going to present to people in the form of a false or anti-trinity. When we read Revelation 16:13-14, we read this. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, which is the devil, Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And when you look in Revelation at the role that each one played, it mimics the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, for they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battles of that great day of God Almighty. So their activity is a counterfeit of the Trinity. Their judgment will be together as well. When we read Revelation 20 verse 10, we read this. The devil, who is the dragon, who deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. God puts an end to that counterfeiting. But brethren, before we get there, the devil is a master deceiver. False religion looks a lot like true religion. False religion looks a lot like true religion. The counterfeited Rolex watches look so much just like the true ones. False religion is a counterfeit of true religion. False religion has in it all the glitter of true religion, but it is a counterfeit. And that is what Paul said to end that statement he's making about true religion. The last verse, verse 23 of Colossians 2, he said, these things indeed have an appearance. You see this? They have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, an appearance of humility, and of an appearance of neglecting the body in order to elevate the spirit. But they are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. They have all the look of true religion, but they are false. It just looks like the real thing. So, brethren, know that the devil is a master counterfeiter from beginning to the end. And as we are serving the Lord, let us not trust our imagination, our own wisdom, those things that glitter on TV. Let us trust what Scripture says. My commitment to you is to always work hard to rightly divide the word of truth and present it to you. That's my commitment. Because I have to really watch. People like me, the devil works overtime to deceive me into counterfeiting. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the time where we look at Scripture today. And may we beware lest we be overtaken like Cain, like Eve, like the people of latter days, when the devil keeps counterfeiting things and making false thing look so much like the real thing that people will be overtaken by it. Magnify yourselves in our time of the business tonight, of the congregational meeting tonight. To your honor and to your glory, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.